Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Something wrong?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I like turtles.
At the club.
You're speaking Japanese.
1080.
I'm really rich.
China!
You love my book.
I'm old.
I am dying.
Well, I really enjoyed the show. Thank you, bye.
I'm gay.
Bye.
Rocking you on a Friday? Why did I say that?
My son is an idiot.
What is Colorado Rocky?
Yeah. All right, pleased to have you along here for a Club Hour, Friday Club Hour, where we're going to get wasted.
Really?
On the air.
All right.
I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
The Chicago Bulls are getting wasted by the Miami Heat.
Saw that.
The Heat are now chanting, we want Boston. No, you're going to get them.
No, you don't.
Yeah. You're going to get them without Jimmy Butler.
Watch him beat him.
I'll tell you what, if the Butlerless Heat beat the Celtics,
I would
laugh my ass off.
I would be rooting for that.
100%.
Hard.
Boston's so good. To lose to no Jimmy Butler. Oh, let's go.
Come on!
I'm reading about this dude. Man set himself on fire outside of the Trump.
Yeah.
The trial. Today.
And I can't tell.
He's very dead now.
It's super dead. Like, he didn't just, like, there's... You know, I say there's level to homelessness. You know, you got like your, you know, you got the people that are on hard times, and then you got like the most homeless you can be, and then you got like go-getter homeless. I saw a homeless guy out here with a boat motor, but I wonder if it's the same guy that stole the boat trailer. What is a homeless person doing with a boat motor?
Pretty soon he's going to be living that boat life.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to steal a boat, and he's going to put the motor on it.
And again, I wanted to be like, hey, are you the guy I saw stealing a boat trailer on your bicycle? Which to this day, I'm still impressed with.
He's got the trailer, he's got the motor, he just needs a boat now.
Yeah, but he had his tent set up, and it didn't look like he had a lot of stuff, but he did have what appeared to be a fairly decent looking boat motor. I was like, how does that happen? So there's different levels of crazy. This man is as crazy as it can be, because he didn't just kind of light himself on fire. He went full Monty. And just human
now,
torch ablaze.
What was the protest? What was
I don't know. I'm reading through his manifesto, and I can't tell if he's anti-Trump or just anti-everybody. He's a government conspiracy guy.
Okay.
And he has a manifesto, and it does read that we are the victims of a totalitarian con, and our own government, along with many of their allies, is about to hit us with an apocalyptic fascist world coup. And then on the back of his car, it says...
What do you think that looks like?
I don't know. Well, and he might be able to tell us, but, well, the flames...
An apocalyptic fascist world coup.
Yeah. So he talks about, again, it's hard to understand. Like, they found his car, and the car says Trump is with Hillary. So it's like, he doesn't like Trump, but he doesn't like anybody. So he goes on to cite, he's got a conspiracy, and it involves the government, crypto,
Oh, crypto.
Yeah, crypto's involved in it. Social media's involved in it.
There's a big Bitcoin halving today. Did you see that?
Well, that may have something to do with it.
Somebody said that he also threw a bunch of papers or pamphlets into the air that said NYU is a mob front.
Yeah.
Man.
So he wants everyone to know, and he thinks the Clintons are in on it, the Bushes.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I get the line of thinking.
The line of thinking.
What is his... Like, well, I guess he doesn't have to worry about it.
He doesn't have to worry about it. The fascist coup is no longer his concern.
It's your and I's problem.
Yes. Says that, I hope you know how powerful you are. I wish you a hell of a lot of more luck than me.
Is that Trump?
I don't know. That's the end of the manifesto. Again, I'm skimming through the manifesto because it's a lot. Ooh, by the way, well, this might be old.
I'm really rich.
It says that he might be alive. Just in
he lived?
Critical condition.
Oh, damn. Wow.
He ain't living.
It's over!
Yeah.
We think.
Yeah. When you suffer burns like that, you know, that's a matter of time. But anyway.
What happened in the trial today?
Some gas, it sounds like.
Yeah, the report is that Trump, early on people were saying that he was falling asleep.
Yeah.
Early on. Yeah. And now, I guess he's...
Sleepy Joe?
I guess now Sleepy he's Dawn. Falling asleep and he's ripping heaters. I guess he's farting in the trial.
What is... Who... I mean...
I don't...
Who said that? Like, is there media?
Yeah, well, no, there's... Well, they're not allowed... There's no cameras allowed in there, but people are allowed to cover it.
Observers were saying it was very clear his legal team was off-put by a gas that he had passed.
Fantastic!
Look.
What?
I know no
That's
one
the
here.
The best thing he's ever done.
You like him or not, I'm sorry, but that man ripping farts in court, if that's true, that's fantastic. Like right in the middle of an important trial, mommy's just over there.
And falling asleep.
What the hell,
he's
man?
Never been more relatable.
God, I would give anything for this thing to be on TV. Why isn't this filmed? Let's go. Judge Judy, make it happen.
So who is in the court? When you say observers, like who?
Well, you can go in. Like there's
I know,
reporters
but who?
And stuff.
Oh, media's in there?
Yeah, there's media in there, but you can't. And that's why they have like the sketch artist. Not every trial is allowed to be televised. I think that might be up to the judge.
Well, I know there's a sketch artist.
Yeah.
And I know there's a stenographer or whatever they call them.
Doing a little
but who's in the back? Like, you know, like, is that family? Is Barron sitting in there?
No, Barron is he's getting ready to have a birthday. I don't know.
I mean, which trial even is this? He's got like five of them.
This
which one
is the Stormy Daniels one.
Is she in there? Like,
yeah.
The Stormy Hush Money one, right?
She's hanging out in there?
I'm assuming she's hanging out in there. I'm assuming she's going to have to testify at some point. Although if you testify, you're not. I learned this when I had to testify against the squatter. Also set the house on fire. You're not allowed to, if you're going to be a witness, you're not allowed to sit in on the trial.
You have to.
Yeah, you got to.
They only just bring you in
bring
for
you
your
in
part.
And then they give you the heave.
So she's not in there.
I'm assuming she's going to testify because, well, she's the one that he stooped. So I would assume she's going to testify.
The one that, she's the one that said he had a penis like a mushroom.
I believe that was the case. And had magazines of himself. Hey, man.
That's good stuff.
I also love to, like... Stormy Daniels and, like, the other one, was it Karen McDougal, the Playboy gal that was stooping him? Like, they all act like it's, like, disgusting. You did it! You're like, well, he was pretty gross, and you still slept with him, you... I mean, what does that say about you? Well, you star effer!
I think she's certainly admitted that she's a bit of a sleut.
I mean, come on!
Over the years.
You're like, I met this old bag, she was, like, 70 and disgusted. Yeah, I stooped her, but you know what? It was she's gross.
Well, sometimes you gotta... Sometimes you got to do it for the country.
What does that make you?
Are you kidding me?
Not act like
well, look,
Jesus.
Let's not act like Stormy Daniels has credibility here.
That's a valid point.
All right.
Did you see the thing that Kimmel did where he, like, had her on and brought out, like, a bunch of different sized and shaped mushrooms and, like, which one?
What?
And had her point to
We're
it?
We're doing that?
Yeah.
I missed that bit. I'm going to have to look that up.
I'm watching it right now. I can send it to you.
I missed that, too. Somehow I missed that one.
All right.
Yeah, boy.
Are there really more problems than ever on airplanes? The actual numbers. Next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Girl, you something else.
You think when you light yourself on fire, there's a moment of instant regret? Or are you like... You watch that documentary on the bridge, the San Francisco one about people jumping off the Golden Gate. People say all the time, like, the moment you leave the bridge, you're like, oh, crap. Do you have that same feeling when, I don't know, you're engulfed in gasoline?
Well, I mean, it's basically a suicide, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
And I think a painful one, too.
I would assume that's about as painful as it gets.
I don't know. I mean.
Are you wondering to yourself, should I have done this differently? Maybe.
I think they're so far gone.
It doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, they're lighting themselves on fire.
But isn't there a visceral thing? Like, I understand clearly you're insane, but you do have nerves, and every one of them is lit up like a Christmas tree because you're on fire.
But you notice that every time someone does this, and it does happen from time to time, they don't back out of it.
No, they don't.
Like,
they're
going to put me out. I mean, they just, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he's just like, I don't know how that works. I just wonder, like, I often have my mind think about that. When someone does something so incredibly stupid, I guess I just can't stop myself from wondering what goes through your mind in that moment. It's like when you're in an argument with your significant other and you say something, and the moment it leaves your mouth, you're like, oh, you're like, damn it.
I did that today.
Right? Like, it just...
Oh, no.
You don't mean for it to like, you know, as you're doing it, this is dumb. So you're there, you're in, you covered himself in gasoline or whatever substance he was dumped on himself. I'm assuming gasoline. And you light it, and in that brief moment, like, as the light goes up, you're like, hey, should I? And then, whoops.
Well, we did the story not long ago about the dude in the Beaverton who accidentally did it. He was like a paint huffer or something like that. And he tried to light a cigarette or something like that. And he just went up.
Yeah. Yeah, he can't.
So then he just lets it happen? That's the guy that's like, stop, drop, and roll.
I think at that point you can't stop, drop, and roll. I think stop, drop, and roll is like if your pant leg catches on fire.
You gotta try, man. What are you gonna do? Pee on me? Like, I don't know. What? If you're on fire, how are you gonna put yourself out?
You don't. And that's the thing. When you're a big flaming ball of gasoline, you don't. And that's the other one I wonder, like, well, he's unconscious, but do you even want to wake up at that point? I'm guessing you don't, because I'm pretty sure that the rest of your life is spent in horrible, horrible misery. So, like, can you do a do not resuscitate?
Oh, no.
I'm going to light myself on fire sort of vibe? Like, you leave it in the manifesto, you're like, hey, by the way, in case I don't die, don't bring me back.
So he is or isn't alive?
They're saying, the reports are vague, but they're saying when he got to the hospital, he was in critical condition but was alive. But when you have those kind of burns, it's almost impossible. Like the organs and the swelling and all that, you can't. He's done.
Ever since the shocking incident in which a door plug fell out of a Boeing 737 MAX 9.
That does seem to be, that's an appropriate term for it. Shocking.
It was shocking.
Well, you're flying and someone literally had the seat next to them just... Well, I guess the wall next to them gone. You don't expect that.
In midair.
Yeah.
Ever since then, many flyers have been jumpy. Their fears have been fueled by news sites that have been serving up incident after incident. So we have the...
We did have the whistleblower that said under no circumstances would he put a family member on one of those planes.
Yeah, and then he killed himself, allegedly.
Supposedly.
Allegedly.
We had the MAX 8 sliding off the runway in Houston. Mm-hmm. We had a 737 in Houston making an emergency return after flames were spotted spewing out of an engine.
Yeah.
There was one in Newark reporting stuck rudder pedals. There was one plane that lost a tire after takeoff from San Francisco. There was a 777 making an emergency landing in L.A. with a suspected mechanical issue, and so on and so on.
Well, we did have the two at least. Was it? It might have been three. I know there was at least two of those maxes where the flight system went screwy and they crashed and died.
Yeah.
Everyone
that was when it originally came out. This is all since the door flight.
I know, but let's not fix that.
Let's
not
then,
discount the same plane that killed a couple hundred people.
Yeah, I feel like we ignore that because we're like, well, faulty out of the gate, but they got it right.
They're fine now. Same plane.
This is from Vox. What is actually happening? Are more planes having incidents than ever before, or are we just hearing about more incidents? Minor aviation incidents with few or no injuries, like those listed a minute ago, happen constantly. They just don't make the news. The National Transportation Safety Board, which investigates aviation incidents and accidents, lists 12 incidents on commercial aircraft in the United States so far this year. Last year, during the same time period, you want to guess how many incidents there were?
12.
13.
Now, I understand, but did one of those involve a plane door coming off mid-flight?
That does seem a little bit more extreme.
Yeah, I get there's a difference between losing a tire and an engine falling apart and then the door coming off.
Yes, but it says few or no injuries. Few... I mean, if a couple people get hurt, like, that's not good, man.
Oh. The only reason the door came off.
No one got hurt.
Only because they weren't up high enough yet.
Well, they didn't get hurt.
I'm not willing to give anyone a pass when I got whistleblowers committing suicide and doors coming off.
But from 2010 to 2023, there were on average 36 incidents a year. We're about a third of the way through the year, so we're having a more or less totally mundane year as far as the rate of incidents serious enough to warrant an investigation goes.
Interesting. Yeah. So nothing to see here. Everything's fine.
I mean, it's the same normal level of incompetence.
Mm.
You know, because like none of those things really should happen.
No.
Right.
Although, to be fair.
But we're just normalizing 36 times a year. Like, something weird's going to go.
You have several tons of metal bird fighting Earth's gravity to leave the crust and land some. I would assume that.
Yeah, but how many of those were preventable? You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, the door plug thing, totally preventable.
Totally preventable. Yeah.
I would imagine, you know, that all the checks and balances in between flights, like, I feel like all the stuff should have been caught. Pretty much all the stuff should have been caught. Right?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, if a wheel is about to, if you think it has a chance to fall off, the plane should not be in the air.
Hmm. Yeah, it's
and they check over all that stuff.
It's a valid point, but you're gonna get some mishaps. I mean, no offense, because it's my carny theory. I'm not saying that airline mechanics and people are carnival, but it's like, you know, you see. The machines are still maintained by humans, and we all know that humans are like not the most reliable things on the planet. And so you get one guy out there that's not taking his job seriously, and he decides to give something a rubber stamp, and the next thing you know, the wheel falls off. Right?
I mean, I mean, there's going to be human error for sure.
Yeah,
yeah. But I think for something so important,
Well, and there really is a good safe, like it's. Airline flight has an amazing track record for safety.
I don't feel unsafe.
Well, it's scarier, but at the same time, you're way, way more likely to have something happen to you on the ground than you are up in the air. I mean, big planes don't go down. It's not like it's the space shuttle or anything. Like, that's a whole, like that. That's supposed to fail. They say it's like one out of every 15 launches. Like, statistically speaking, that thing's supposed to blow up. That shouldn't happen on airplanes. And very rarely does it. But even though we're willing to overlook that with these MAX planes, whatever, at least two of those did crash and kill everyone, and everyone kind of threw their hands up and was like, well, it doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, you do kind of feel like more should have been made of that.
I feel like, yes. Like, they did something that clear. Like, I don't know what the settlement was, but, like, they set pilots up unaware of a new feature that could crash and kill the plane and didn't tell anyone.
Yeah.
And at least two entire planes crashed because of it, and everyone died. How did no one go to jail over that?
Well, how is it? Okay, all of that, couldn't agree more. But also think about, okay, after one, how is there a second?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You, like, would think.
It wasn't on the same day.
No, like, lesson learned, wrong. Wrong.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and it was all, you want to talk, that's 100% preventable. And they just really
The second one was.
Yeah, well, so was the first.
Well, it was, but I just mean, like, once you know the problem.
Yes.
That took down the first one, there's no way you can let a second one happen.
And yet it did.
And yet.
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah. And, like, I feel like there was no real, like, everyone just was like, eh. Like, someone should, like,
new plane.
How people don't go to jail for that stuff is beyond me.
I know.
Like, a company that's worth, like, $8 gajillion writes a little check, and then we're like, hey, we'll move on. That's easy for, you know, everyone to say, unless it's your family on there, that everyone died in the worst possible way.
Okay, we got a break, but this guy in this Vox story asks a pretty good question about all this coverage, and we'll get to that next. Here's Buck. What are you going to do? Pee on me? Like, I don't know.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I was looking into it because I had the whole airline safety. It's the safest form of travel. And I wanted to double check that the space shuttles, and this number gets debated because are we talking about just the space shuttle where we set it up 135 times and two of them didn't come back. And then you can go back into the original ones with the Apollos and then the test rockets, and some of those didn't necessarily work out. And then get into the other space agencies. But basically, the number is about one out of every 20 times that we launch, or anyone on Earth launches someone into space, that doesn't go well.
Yeah.
Think about the balls that you have to have. When you strap yourself into a rocket, especially like in 1967, let alone now, where, again, it still happens. They're saying now they put the NASA puts the odds at about 1 in 100. Other people say like 1 in 60. Either way, if I told you you're getting into something sitting on 1 million pounds of fuel, and I told you that number was 1 in 20, 1 in 60, or 1 in 100, whichever one you want to believe, are you doing that?
Well, I'm not.
It's the most insane thing ever.
But Christy McAuliffe will.
You imagine getting on an airplane and they're like, hey.
Well,
Just so you know, I'll give you the better one. 1 in 100 chance this thing goes down.
No.
No.
But those people,
yeah.
You know, that they're cut from a different cloth. What? Like, they really want to do that. That's their passion.
Yeah.
It's space.
I'm glad there's people out there like that because... That's a certain kind of...
Yeah. It's true.
I don't know. I don't even know what you call it. It's just a certain kind of person that I can't fully process.
Space Force!
Like, I'm willing to do that if, like, again, it like, saves people or something, but you're just... It's like, hey, do you want to go to space? Sure. you want to go up, there's a 1 in 60 chance that you burn up a fiery death? No. No.
Well, Jason, this is why you and I are not greatness.
No.
We're sensible,
reasonable.
Yeah, just normal.
Enjoy life.
Yeah,
the crazy thing is some of them probably think it's a privilege to go up there and have the chance to die like that.
Well, they do.
Like,
guaranteed.
That's the mindset, I think.
Yeah.
It doesn't think like, oh, this is a risk. It's like, this is an opportunity.
I'm one of eight. Who's going to die?
I guess, does that make it feel better that you've got other people there with you? And as you're sitting there on that rocket, and you're however many feet up in the air, and you're, you know, in that tiny little capsule, do you turn to the person next to you, and they're like... Like, is there an acknowledgement of, or are you just...
Of that you're dying, you mean?
Well, at least that there's like a, hey, if we go, we all go together, or are you in your own... Buck, we need to get an astronaut on the program. I got to have answers to the questions.
Sure.
Call up the great Steve Hawley.
Yeah,
from Salina,
Kansas. I'm probably going to ask him that question, and he's going to call me a big coward and like a P word, and then, you know...
Yeah, well,
are... If you're a local astronaut, go ahead and hit us up on the text line.
Yeah, local astronauts call into the show.
You know.
All you astronauts listening out there.
Yeah, they could be down at, like, Cape Canaveral listening on the Odyssey app. We don't know.
Well, I read I listened to a book on the history of the Race to the Moon, right? Between us and the Soviet Union. And the at least we acknowledged that we fried people. The Soviet space program... didn't want to admit any sort of failure, right? So they were blowing people up left and right, and there's a photo. You can look it up. There's a photo of all of these guys that were part of the original Russian space program, right? Because they were ahead of us. And then that's where we were like, oh, crap, we got to get our stuff going. The Russians were ahead of us. And there's this big photo of all the people, and as they died, they just, like, they doctored the photo. They just erased them from existence. They didn't acknowledge that they died. And their families are like, well, he did live. And the Russian government was like, we've never heard of this guy. And they're like, what are you talking about? Like, we have the photo. And they're like, no, he wasn't in that photo. They're like, look at this photo. And there was just empty spaces in the photo where there were clearly people, and then they were gone.
No. That was the one that's doctored. That's what they'll tell you.
Yeah, that's how the Russians roll, though.
Yeah.
But over here, we
just
we
vehement denial.
We make them heroes.
Yes. Right?
At like, least... for example, like this person says, these people advance humanity. And there is an element of truth to that.
Yeah.
And that's why they want to do it. Like, there's an importance there.
Is it, or is it just something where you just... Are you doing it for advancing humanity, or are you doing it for your own ego? Where you're like, well, hell yeah. Yeah, Big Balls McGee's going to the moon. Like,
it's probably a little bit of both.
I wonder, because I hear that like with the like military guys, right? They're like, well, they're doing it to protect our freedom. Yes, but have you ever met like a special forces guy? Guess what he really likes? He likes being one of the baddest dudes on the planet. Yes, the freedom.
Well, I would too.
Yes, the freedom and all that, and he's doing it for all of us. He's also doing it for himself and his buddies because he freaking loves that.
Locked, cocked, well, ready to rock.
Exactly.
I mean, that goes back to the old thing of, like, if you're doing good for humanity, does it really matter why you're doing it? I mean, who cares? If it's self-serving, whatever.
Yeah.
But Kristen McAuliffe died for you.
Well, it might alter your feeling about how noble it is if it's just for you versus whether it's for humanity.
All right, that's fair, but...
I don't want to die either.
Your feeling doesn't matter. What has happened is...
You have advanced humanity, so good for you.
Exactly.
Well, I'm glad someone's out there advancing humanity.
Meanwhile, your ankle's washing up on a beach somewhere.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's for the good of the people.
Yeah.
So anyway, well, we got to go now, but this journalist who wrote this article about the numbers... So if you're just tuning in... Things are not going wrong on planes at an unusual rate. Mm-hmm. We're actually at the same rate we always are. It's just that they're in the news more because of the door plug incident. And he asked the question, do journalists have some responsibility not to write about every little thing that goes wrong with a plane? And I actually think that's a great question.
That is a good question.
And I feel like, they kind of do.
Yes.
Because did you see the one today? There's one today, a Delta.
Yeah, Delta had something happen.
Yeah, but it was, I mean, you read through it, it was, they were going from Savannah to Atlanta, and it was just a, I don't know, just like a typical protocol thing where the flight attendants... saw something and they said, we need to land this plane. And
but it becomes headline news because if it bleeds, it leads. And now I think that's a really good point. Are we just piling on?
Yeah. And as a journalist, do you write it or do you, I mean...
Well, and isn't that the whole thing with Twitter and news organizations? And like, what's going to get the clicks? Plain stuff does right now. So when they're chasing profits, how much of it is news we need to know versus this moves our bottom line?
And I think that's why he, as a journalist, is asking this question. It's like...
That question right there in journalism needs to be asked way more than it is.
About everything.
About everything. Yeah.
Fake news.
Jeez.
All right, got to go. 6:52, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A little unfair out of context there, Buckley.
I'm going to allow it. Sorry.
I mean, welcome to Drops. I mean, aren't they all unfair out of context?
All right. All right, guys. Well, I don't know what to tell you.
I'm going to go this weekend and do nothing death-defying.
What?
I'm not space shuttle, airplane.
Oh, you're going to do nothing death-defying. Yes, right. Sames. Yeah, Samesies.
My plan is to not...
Might hit a few golf balls. Change humanity, you know.
I'm buying a bicycle. That's my big...
Fantastic.
My big weekend plan.
All right, everybody, have a great weekend. We are back Monday, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.